Now, as an exercise, let's invent a different dynamics, also Metropolis dynamics, which is different from the previous one, in which the proposal matrix is symmetric, and then let's discuss as an exercise which of the two methods is more efficient. So instead of using the previous proposal, we use a new one. Again, we have five numbers with probability pi 1, pi 2, pi 5. And the difference here concerns the boundaries. So when we are in one of the boundary, we move to one of its neighbors with probability 1 half, while with probability 1 half, we don't move at all. So if x is equal to 1, we propose 2 with probability 1 half, and we propose 1, which means no movement, with probability 1 half. Analogously, if x is equal 5, we propose to move to point y equal 4 with probability 1 half, while with probability 1 half, we propose y equal 5. In this case, it's obvious that the transition matrix is symmetric, because even at the boundary is symmetric, because we go from 1 to 2 with probability 1 half, and from 2 to 1 with probability 1 half. So it's really a symmetric transition, proposal transition matrix. Now we want to compute, we can compute the proposal, and then we can compute also the acceptance exactly as before. And want to discuss the efficiency of the two algorithms. So I don't want to go through all the details as I did before, because they are essentially the same. There are tiny differences due to the different proposals. What we want to compute here, to compare here, is the transition matrix at the boundaries. So we want to compute P12, for instance, for the two dynamics, which involve point 1 and point 2. So let's consider dynamic 1, which was the previous one. So in the previous one, we had P12 equal to the proposal matrix 12 times the acceptance 12. So the proposal to go from 1 to 2 was 1. The probability of the proposal was 1. And the acceptance, this is something we computed, was the minimum between 1 and pi 2 over 2 pi 1. So effectively, P12 is the minimum between 1 and P2 over 2P1. Now let's discuss the dynamic 2. In the dynamic 2, we have the proposal P012 is only 1 half, because we go to point 2 only in half of the cases. In half of the cases, we simply sit on point 1. While the acceptance is minimum of 1 and pi 2 over pi 1. In this case, the transition, the proposal transition matrix is symmetric. So in the definition of R, the contributions of the proposal transition matrix cancel between numerator and denominator, and so we end up with this expression. So now we have computed P12 for the two cases. They look similar, but they are not the same. So we can draw a picture of this transition matrix as a function of P2 over P1, of pi 2 over pi 1. So there are two pictures below. And as you can see, with the dynamics 1, the transition matrix is a linear increasing function up to 2, and then the probability goes to 1. If pi 2 over pi 1 is larger than 2, of course, in the minimum, you get 1. So the probability is 1. On the other hand, in the dynamics 2, the probability never exceeds 1 half, by definition, because the proposal is at most 1 half. And so you immediately see that the two dynamics are equivalent. The transition matrix is equivalent if pi 2 over pi 1 is less than 1, in this case they are identical, but if pi 2 divided by pi 1 is larger than 1, then the transition matrix P12 for the first dynamics is larger than for the second dynamics, which means that the system in the first dynamics moves faster than in the second one. So the first dynamics is faster than the second one at the boundaries. In the middle, of course, nothing changes because the two transition matrices are identical. If you consider P23 or P34, they are identical because here the dynamics is the same, the proposal matrix is the same, but at the boundaries the dynamics is faster. So the first dynamics is faster than this one. Of course, this change is relevant if the number of points is small, but if you have lots of points, for instance, if the number of points is not 5 but 40, of course the dynamics at the boundaries is not very relevant, and you can choose one of the two methods. The two methods are essentially equivalent.